The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Local firefighters volunteer to host COVID-19 vaccination clinics. One will be at the Bridgeton Recreation Center today by appointment only. Pattonville firefighters set up the clinic. All fire crews in the district are also paramedics who are skilled at giving shots. At least four other fire departments in St. Louis County also plan to set up vaccine clinics, including Eureka, Melville, Richmond Heights, and Afton. The St. Louis City Task Force, set up to review issues at the Justice Center, holds its first virtual meeting this afternoon. More than 100 inmates broke out of the cells last weekend, then smashed windows, set fires, and a corrections officer was injured. It was the third uprising at the jail since December. Soulard Mardi Gras would have been this weekend, but there are no public gatherings this year because of the pandemic. Officials say social media posts about celebrations this weekend are false. Some bars and restaurants are selling tickets. They're taking reservations so they can limit crowds to 50% capacity. Police and the health department will be out tomorrow to enforce health guidelines. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, the clouds may break this afternoon, giving us peaks of sun. Highs today near 20. The low tonight falling to near 10. The pattern stays quiet and cold for Saturday and Sunday. Wind chills dropping below zero tonight. And all day Saturday and Sunday, the real feel struggles to get back to the positive numbers.